or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. And before I get started into a monologue, and lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we're talking about faith under fire. If you want to have add a subtitle to that, our biblical values under attack. We're witnessing that today, ladies and gentlemen, more than cumulatively, more than I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm still less than 100 years old. We're witnessing the accumulation of greater and greater pressure, problems, difficulties, and direct frontal attack on Christianity, biblical values, and our faith. May I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we're awakened this morning, and the news is all about deception, lies, evil, mass shootings again, and our Christian faith under fire. What should we do? Ezekiel 33:10, Ezekiel said, how should we then live? One of the greatest questions that could be asked is, will it get better or worse as time goes by in our nation? Well, I bring you direct news. Not necessarily good news, not necessarily bad news, but direct news. The Bible says it's going to grow worse and worse in the last days, not better and better. Now, there's some, and I've not heard a whole lot about dominion theology in the past few years, but a number of years ago, one of the major theological doctrinal fabrications was that it's going to get better and better, and God's going to get things so good and so much better that we're going to usher in the kingdom of God here on earth. It's called dominion theology. That's just about a forgotten theology today, but some dogmas, denominational dogmas, will lead you to believe that that's the main theology. When you hear some preachers and some churches and some denominations saying that it's going to get better and better. Yes, we might see little tidbits of good things. We might see a little spark of what we would call a revival occasionally. We might see an uptick in what would be considered the millennials today after the Charlie Kirk assassination. Millennials today saying they want to find Jesus, they want to go to church. And all of that is commendable. But according to the scripture, it's going to get worse and worse. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following tells us that perilous times shall come. And we could say perilous times have come. We've noticed today that is what is taking place. So what does it mean when it say perilous times have come? We see, according to the scripture, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. That literally means out of control. Listen, the word incontinent means out of control. Remember that. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. ladies and gentlemen, that identifies with a very broad brush, but a very simplistic verse from the Word of God as to what's happening in America today, and yea, around the world, and how we should view it. So, ladies and gentlemen, as Face the Issues, let me remind you, it's done so, we do so, based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. Further, we find the declaratory statement made about the scripture, John 17:17, thy word is truth. Psalms 117:2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Perhaps you ask the question, how long is forever? It is forever. That's a simplistic answer that I gave a number of years ago in the Bible College, and I was teaching a particular course, and we touched on something about forever or eternality or for eternity. And the question was asked, how long is that? Forever. It's for eternity. But ladies and gentlemen, let's face it, we live in a secularistic society today, and the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, which, by the way, was published in the late 40s, 47, 48, 49. It's called 1984. And one of the statements that Orwell made that I believe is fitting today, he says, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Have you ever wondered why? If I can digress to explain that for a moment. Have you ever wondered why whatever President Trump does, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party on the left will challenge that and accuse him of being a dictator or a desperate despot or one that is going to destroy democracy? Have you ever noticed that? It's because of the denial of truth. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump could overnight find a cure for cancer, and the Democrats, the Marxist media, would find some irrational reasoning to condemn him for it and want to impeach him because of it. That's where we are in society. That's what's taking place, because truth no longer matters. Truth no longer matters in our society, according to what you see taking place in the Beltway in D.C., I'm looking at an article. The headline says, DeMint, that is the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And ladies and gentlemen, that should frighten us in the realization and the recognition of how true that really is. We're witnessing the falling away. We're witnessing the apostasy of the church today. May I remind you, and I've stated this several times on this broadcast in the past couple of years in particular, one that does the research on religion, George Barner, in the Barner Report, just several months back, said that we've got about 300,000 churches in America. He said within 24 months, about one out of five of those churches will close. That means literally about 60,000 churches will close in America. And that's we're still within the margins of the 24 months that George Barna stated in his survey on churches and the apostasy that's taking place. I believe we're witnessing the closing of the door from God for the opportunity for America to turn back to God. And yet at the same time, and I'm recognizing, ladies and gentlemen, that because of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and we'll touch on that in some point of the broadcast today, but as a result of that, we've had multitudes of the millennials that's gone back to church. They say they want to follow Charlie. But I'm looking at an article about a survey, and the survey says 55% of America's millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. And I'm concerned about that, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, out of the millennials in America, only about 4% of the millennials have a central biblicist worldview. And out of that 4%, 57% of that 4% believe that the use of pot, that is marijuana, is okay. Lying is okay if needed. Homosexual LGBTQ agenda is all right. That 57% of the 4%, the 4% that claim that they have a biblical worldview. That shows you, ladies and gentlemen, in America how watered down we have allowed a Christian view and the view of what the Bible says ought to be for Christianity. It is a watering down, a dumbing down, if you please, of what is called central biblicist truth. I'm looking at a headline that says, Western society will be destroyed without the commitment to truth. And the article goes on to talk about the three major areas, the bastions of deceit, is found in the press, in the realm of education, and in the realm of what the government says. In fact, the article states, it is fashionable in academia today, and has been for decades, that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception, or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. This is the reason I take our thoughts back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day, that we learn it, love it, live it, tell it, be willing to stand and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, if the Bible says that perilous times shall come, and I believe they have arrived in America and around the globe even today, and if we understand that perilous times simply means dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult days, we are there. Now, I'm not trying to preach doom and gloom. I'm not trying to dissuade, discourage, or in any way cause someone to be in some fashion disappointed and say, well, I'll just toss in the towel. No, 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 no. As we see these days rapidly approaching, it should cause the Christian to be on fire for the Lord, should cause the Christian to be double down on the dedication and commitment to worshiping the Lord and being in church, studying the Word, and to pray and seek God's face and what we do. It should cause every Christian to be salt and light that the Lord Jesus has charged us with the responsibility being. In the 5th chapter of Matthew, Jesus didn't say, boys and girls, I hope that you'll be salt and light. Jesus didn't say, as you can, be salt and light. Jesus gives a charge that ye are the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth. That's command. That's in the imperative voice in the Greek text. That means that we ought to be, should be, if we're saved, we should be salt and light. Salt preserves a decaying society. Light illumines a darkened world. And that's what we need to be. But ladies and gentlemen, when we understand the word perilous in the second chapter of Timothy, and the third chapter, 2 Timothy, the first verse and following, it gives a characteristics of the perilous times and what men will be like. Let me share that with you again before we get into the depth of our discussion today and open our telephone lines. One more moment, we'll open our telephone lines. That's 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. But the Bible says that in the last days, we'll have perilous times, and men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, when simply means totally out of control. I want to emphasize that. Fierce, despisers of those that are good. Listen, despisers of those that are good. And we're talking about today faith under fire, our biblical values under attack. And we're witnessing that. Perhaps you say, well, how is that so? Some might say, well, I don't see that. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe this identifies what we're witnessing today. America must turn back to God. I'm looking at a headline that gives you a little insight on what some are saying in relationship to the Christians. Hillary Clinton, it's almost a laughable name. Hillary Clinton blames white Christian men, for damage to America. The state's person of the Democratic Party, who was First Lady, who was Secretary of State, and who failed miserably in two campaigns for the White House, once losing to Barack Obama and losing then to Donald Trump, has opinions certainly valued by part of America. It goes on to talk about the greatness of America, et cetera, et cetera. Then she says, except for those white Christian men, of course. And the idea that you could turn the clock back and try to recreate a world that never was dominated by, you know, let's say white men, or certain persuasions, or certain religions, certain point of view, a certain ideology, is just doing such damage to what should be aiming for. She claimed, we were on the path toward that is for a better world, until the, if you please, the uprising of white Christian men that, according to Hillary Clinton, has destroyed the chances of a better America. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that today there is a major, major, major attack taking place on Christianity, on our faith, on our biblical values, that's in the crosshairs of the demonically controlled enemies in America. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a headline. God-free zones. Will Trump's guidance on public school prayer light a legal fuse? Americans of faith should not be facing consequences for simply expressing their religious freedom and their religious views. President Donald Trump could be preparing to put the final nail in the coffin of court precedents limiting the right to pray in public schools. Trump announced Monday that the Department of Education will issue new guidelines on school prayer in line with the 2024 campaign promise to bring prayer back to the public classroom. Quote, I expect the guidance will say administrators can no longer force kids to shed their faith at the schoolhouse door. President Trump has promised to end DEI, LGBTQ ideology being imposed on students nationwide, especially students of faith. But also, I believe, he will protect the right of students to pray, because schools are not state-mandated God-free zones. But let's be very clear, the Constitution protects private religious expression even in the public square. Not only does it protect it, but it prohibits the government from discriminating against religious individuals who want to engage in religious activities. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought I'd tuck that in, because right now there's a move with President Trump and his entire cabinet, each division in America of federal government. I believe there's a move to try to reinstate morals, ethics, and values, but President Trump and his entire leadership team are being challenged in court case after court case after court case. Every time he takes one step forward, they're two steps back in relationship to the suits. I believe this president has been, and his cabinet's been, sued in the court of law more than all other presidents combined. And it's simply because I believe God has chosen to use President Donald J. Trump in order to try to bring back some elements of morals, ethics, and values in our great nation. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, where this nation is going. And all of us, listen, I'll make a transition, then we'll open our telephone lines. I believe we've all were shocked, saddened, angered, disturbed, some cases rattled, if you will, at the assassination of Charlie Kirk. where a gunman hated Charlie Kirk because Charlie Kirk stands and did stand, that is, against the LGBTQ transition, transgenderism. Charlie Kirk stood against the woke culture. Charlie Kirk was killed to silence his voice, his faith, and his stand for truth. Then, ladies and gentlemen, we've witnessed the mass murders recently in the Catholic Church school. Again, this is an open attack on faith in America. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it's yesterday, like you said, faith is being attacked. This man goes into a church, shoots people with a high-powered rifle, and set the church on fire. So that lets you know Satan is in this world now, in our United States. He's been there for a while, a long while. But, I mean, it's just coming out now in tradition. They hate God. They hate freedom. And these young people talking about socialism, they don't even realize what socialism is.
They have no earthly idea, Kenneth. In fact, one of the things that I find, and I'll touch on that since you brought it up, I find that, the Islamic jihadist, communist, that's running for mayor in New York is the lead candidate. As of, I believe it was Friday's numbers, he was at about 44%. Now, the former mayor, the present mayor, that is Adams, has just dropped out. I don't know what that's going to do to the numbers, whether give Cuomo a greater number or the lone, the totem pole Republican that's running. I've forgotten his name. He had about 15%. So I don't know which of those candidates, the 7% that Adams had, I don't know which candidate it'll go to. But it's my prayer that somehow, some way, God will divinely intervene and change the trajectory of what is taking place in the city of New York, that he will not be elected as mayor. I believe it's time we recognize that it's time for Christians to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be salt, be light. But you talked about the shooting that took place in the church over the weekend. I find it sad that this has happened. In fact, there's some that are saying, well, they were Mormons, and so that doesn't really matter. It was viewed by the shooter as being a Christian church. And listen, if we do not recognize that this is simply part of a pattern that's taking place across America, we're witnessing churches and Christian schools under fire, under attack, because it is a demonic source that is pushing the minds of these demonic deranged minds to go in and shoot. I'm looking at a headline that says, shooter opens fire at a Mormon church, multiple victims, building engulfed in flames. Gunman reported open fire during the services in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Four people have reportedly been killed and eight injured after a gunman crashed his truck into the Church of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints, during services. The wounded included three children. The gunman then opened fire and set the church ablaze using flammable accelerants. At this time, the suspect has been neutralized. It was a 40-year-old resident, former Marine, that's been identified as the gunman. Now, Kenneth, that's bad enough. But when there's the excuse, listen, you may or may not have already read this. The excuse is that this man had PTSD. I'm looking at a headline, PTSD cited for the suspect in the church attack that left at least four dead. And it goes on to talk about, and I don't will not take time at this juncture to go into it, but it goes on to talk about his PTSD and what he had experienced in military, and as a result of that, that caused him to flip, if you will, in his mind, and drove his truck into the front. But the bottom line is, Kenneth, in my most humble opinion, it's a demonic perversion and a demonic hate that's coming to the forefront, that hates Christianity, that hates the church, that hates our Christian values, hates our biblical values and where we stand. And as a result of it, Christians and Christian values are under assault in America, as I believe never before in the history of our nation. Now you can go back to the biblical era and find in first century church where the church, the Christians were being attacked and assaulted. But one of the things that you find in the New Testament about the Christians being attacked and assaulted and, how would you say, discriminated against, it caused the church to be stronger. And it is my prayer that it will cause churches across America to wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen, and not crawl under the bed because of this taking place. We need to continue to stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, sure. Kenneth, I pray that that's what will happen.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead.
I'm telling
yes.
you, it's crazy. It is crazy.
Well,
I mean, Satan, and especially in the Democratic Party, Satan just took over.
Absolutely. And one of the things, when you say that, the Democratic Party, I call it the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. And when there was a resolution on the floor in the U.S. House to say something kind and good about Charlie Kirk, about his life and his work, almost 60 Democrats refused to participate even in the vote.
Yes.
Almost 60. I think it was 58, and there was two that simply said the present, and then 58 that voted against that resolution. That shows where we are in America. That shows what is taking place in our nation. That shows the divisiveness and what is happening morally and ethically. We've got a socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic party that I believe hates God and hates anything that's called the church, morals, ethics, and values. And I can say, in fact, I've done a broadcast before on how the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic party has simply broken all 10 of the 10 commandments. You know, thou shalt not steal, but yet they're wanting to steal your tax money. Thou shalt not kill, and yet they embrace murder by way of abortion. And I could go on and on and on. But the bottom line is, I believe we're dealing with a demonic activity from the high levels of the House of Representatives through the Democratic Party. Kenneth, thank you so much. It deserves our prayer. I'm not broadcasting today that will cause us to toss in the towel and say it's hopeless. It is not hopeless. We're borderlining on what I simply call the vivification of the great falling away. And I believe in proportion to the falling away, the apostasy, the Bible calls it, in proportion of the apostasy of the church, the falling away in the church, we're seeing that percentage increasing and the devaluation of the morals, ethics, and values, and our Christian faith being under fire in America. I believe that we're seeing it because of what we're doing as a church, as Christians. So the call is today, the cry today, is for Christians to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and let our faith be seen by prayer, by Bible reading, by Bible study, and worship on Sunday at the local New Testament church. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead, the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning. I believe that I've been in Matthew 24, and a lot of this speaks of what's going on now. But I know that the Lord told us, let no man deceive you. But, Dr. Youngblood, I really do believe that scripture with 12, verse 12 in Matthew 24, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. When the that demon, Callie, was put on the Empire State Building, and then we have so many different gods that want to be president over the United States. It's demonic, the government, the democracy, what they call, and we're a republic. And what was found, how America was founded, it's like washed down the down the drain. And we're
Terry, you're exactly right. Let me jump in. Our time's about to put us on a hard break.
Okay.
But that verse 12 says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The word iniquity there can be translated twisted, perverted sin, but better understood in that verse as lawlessness. lawlessness. And because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And that's what we see taking place. That's permeating society today, where we have total lawlessness. And I'll talk about that in the balance of the broadcast right after the news. We're seeing lawlessness in Chicago. We're seeing lawlessness in New York. Seeing lawlessness in Portland, Oregon. Seeing lawlessness on the West Coast and several cities in America that President Trump is trying to correct. So Terry, it deserves our prayer. Thank you so much for your call. And ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to take the top of the hour news break. Be right back, right after the news.
Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.